was pretty exciting. An LP of this stuff instead of just reel-to-reel tapes.
Actually find an LP, yeah.
All right, this is Kind-Hearted Woman. Got a kind-hearted woman. She doing a thing this world for me. Got a kind-hearted woman. She do anything this world for me. But these evil-hearted women, and they will not let me be. I love my baby don't love me. I love my baby, hoo-hoo. My baby don't love me. I really love that woman, can't stand to leave her be.
Tell us about David.
Just one thing makes Mr. Thompson drink. So ever how you treat me, babe, I begin to think. Dead is evil all the time. Yeah, she's a kind-hearted woman. Dead is evil all the time. You best to kill me as to help all on your mind.
And then came the total obsession with fiddle tunes. This is the early 60s, collecting records and stuff like that. Well, you couldn't find any guitar stuff, so what are they playing? Well, fiddle tunes. Appalachian music, traditional music, bluegrass music and everything, what they're playing. For an instrumental, what they're playing is a fiddle tune. Turns out fiddle tunes are one of the things that comes from hundreds of years ago, handed down by the oral tradition, taught by one fiddler to another, and they're still going, and they're still going today. Now, four decades later, they're still going. And the thing
as a matter of fact,
these,
speaking of fiddle
tunes, are all in like categories. There's an encyclopedia of fiddle tunes.
Right, and if you really like fiddle tunes, you should come to the Old Time Music Convention.
Yeah.
The Berkeley Old Time Music Convention, and we have some flyers coming up in just a few weeks. Several events all over Berkeley, and yes, pick up a flyer. The flyers are beautiful. You'll want to have one on your refrigerator.
Anyway, there's no way to really duplicate the feel and that really the greatness of a fiddle tune with a guitar, because it was meant to be played on fiddle, and also it's much easier to play on the fiddle. It's like playing this way so that it's fifths. It makes the notes different and closer together, so you can have access to different notes, which you won't have this way on a guitar. Guitar wasn't invented yet when those guys were writing these tunes. You know, I mean the initial tunes when they came down, so guitar was basically a backup instrument. And you did a good job when you really backed up that guy.
If the fiddlers had electric guitars, they would have played those.
They would have, but they didn't. And so, the thing is, the guitar is a kind of a duplication. Well, now it's gotten to be a big thing, because actually Doc Watson was the first guy that I knew of that actually started it off, and Don Reno a little bit too. Yeah, so Doc Watson was the first guy that actually dared to play a fiddle tune on a guitar.
Well, that was because he played in a honky tonk band, and they didn't have a fiddle in the band.
They didn't have a fiddle that night. That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So. Yeah, Doc Watson played in before he had an international career, he played in the local band, and they played everything from fiddle tunes for square dancing to Stardust. They just played everything.
Yeah, and people wanted you to play for 4 hours. You know, if you stop, they go, "Hey, what are you doing?"
That's right.
Yeah, I know those kind of gigs. Anyway, there was one time when this search for guitar playing, you know, fiddle tunes or anything, you know, was just so, to me, it was just so important. I was searching everywhere. I had maybe two records that had an example of that, or less. One time, I'm at my parents' house. I hadn't moved out yet. Phone rings. It's for you, David. And I go, "Hello? David, this is Jerry." I go, "Well, hey, hi." He goes, "Listen to this." And he puts the phone down on a record player, and it's Doc Watson playing Black Mountain Rag. He had just been to the Ash Grove and seen Doc Watson, which Ash Grove is a club in Los Angeles. It was the only place you could find this kind of music. And he just got back, got all excited about it, got either a tape or a record or something. I remember listening to that and just going, it matches with my rock and roll thing too. It's because Rick Bradshaw, a decade earlier than that, calls up. He had an older brother who had the record. He goes, "Dave, listen to this." He puts the phone on the record player, and it was "Rock Around the Clock" by Bill Haley. I was a goner. I was just going, "I'm doing that. That's it. Truly. So there's two things. Yeah. So anyway, I digress. Me and Eric are going to play a couple fiddle tunes here, and that would be
Patty on the Turnpike, The Leather Bridges.
Without a fiddle.